Good morning, my friends. It's Dr. Deb Ford, dietitian and doctor of clinical nutrition, your guide to vibrant whole body health and the freedom that comes when we stop managing symptoms and start making you healthy again. Today, we're going to talk about something incredibly important, something that could save your life or maybe someone you love, men's heart health. Maybe you don't think it applies to you, or maybe you've heard it all before. What we're diving into today may surprise you, because when it comes to heart disease, men are not just at risk. They're often the first to fall, and younger than you can imagine. So, if you're in your 40s and your 50s, you better listen up, because it could just be around the corner. Grab your coffee, or your walking shoes in your notebook, because today, we're busting myths, we're connecting dots, and we are offering powerful natural ways to protect and revive the male heart before it breaks. You might also want to grab a pencil to take some notes when I get to suggesting blood work that will give you real insight. So heart disease truly is the hidden epidemic in men. So let's start with some of the sobering truths. It's still the number one killer of men in the United States. One of the biggest risk factors is high blood pressure, and one in three men have high blood pressure, most often without symptoms. Don't think about headache, don't think about bloody nose, it's without symptoms. And many heart attacks happen with no warning at all. You just hit the ground. And here's the kicker. For many men, the earliest sign of cardiovascular dysfunction isn't even in the chest. Some of these signs could be in the bedroom. Snoring or ED can be silent, like blood pressure. It can just be the waistline, belly fat creeping up. Belly fat, that visceral fat, is around the midsection, hormonally active and dangerous. Probably the biggest risk factor I see. And then poor sleep, snoring or sleep apnea. That could cause oxygen levels to drop, and oh boy, does that put stress on the heart. Or the early signs can maybe even be in the headspace, like anxiety, crankiness, and low motivation. Just don't feel like doing anything. So you're feeling tired, sluggish, and irritable? Those are not mood swings. They could be a big sign of metabolic or vascular stress. Yeah, you heard it right. These can be the early clues that the heart and the blood vessels are under strain. So you can see why those are the warning signs that most men miss. And they're also conditioned just to tough it out. Men rarely go to the doctor unless something is super wrong. They just ignore those signals. They push through any minor discomfort, and they just keep going until something breaks. But ignoring these signs does not make them harmless. So let's flip the script. Let's stop waiting for the crisis and start listening to what those whispers from the body are saying. And we can unpack why men's hearts are vulnerable, especially when you hit about age 40. Number one, that flaming visceral fat. That is inflammation central. And that's why getting that extra weight off is so important. When it comes to protecting your heart, most people think cholesterol, blood pressure, maybe even sodium. But if you really want to go upstream and target the root cause of heart disease, you got two major players, visceral fat and insulin resistance. So we're going to break them down here, because trust me, it's not a cosmetic issue. It really is the silent saboteur around your organs. Visceral fat is that deep belly fat that wraps in and around your internal organs, in and around your liver and the pancreas and the gallbladder, every place. It's the kind of fat you can't pinch, but can absolutely feel the side effects from. It's not just sitting there for storage, it's active. It is constantly releasing inflammatory chemicals, hormone disruptors, and even molecules that affect your blood vessels and your immune system. Too much of that visceral fat increases your risk for high blood pressure, atherosclerosis, which is narrowing of your arteries, making them really hard, elevated triglycerides, and you get some abnormal cholesterol patterns, and yeah, heart attacks and strokes. And yes, it was at the core of COVID mortality. It affects the immune system. So that inflammation that is creating a hormonal environment also does some other nasty things, like lowering testosterone, raising cortisol, and disrupting insulin signaling. It is like a metabolic wrecking ball. In men, that growing waistline often signals growing risk, not just for heart disease, but low energy, ED, type 2 diabetes. And in women, especially after menopause, that visceral fat often sneaks up and becomes that dominant risk factor for cardiovascular decline. So ladies, don't let menopause get you. Fight back with the tools I'm going to give you here in a bit. Because here's the good news. Visceral fat is metabolically active, and that means it's the easiest type of fat to lose once you start changing the habits. Okay? Your body wants to take that off first. So now I want to dive into insulin resistance. It's the devil in the room. It is the hidden trigger behind heart disease. You don't have to be diabetic to have blood sugar issues. Even normal weight men can be insulin resistant. And when insulin goes high, blood becomes sticky. Arteries get damaged. Plaque forms easily. And energy crashes become the norm. It is at the root of heart disease. And it's not just sugar, but ultra-processed food, muffins, flour, constantly snacking. If you eat every 2 hours, that's going to keep insulin high. And of course, sedentary living. So let's talk about that insulin resistance and one of the most underdiagnosed and underappreciated drivers of cardiovascular disease. Insulin, it's that hormone that helps your cells take in glucose from the bloodstream, pushing sugar into the cells, creating fat. And when your body becomes resistant to insulin, glucose stays in the bloodstream longer, so the pancreas keeps pumping out more and more insulin trying to compensate. That's insulin resistance. That high state creates chaos. So insulin resistance causes increased fat storage, especially around the midline, high triglycerides, low HDL, increased inflammation, oxidative stress, high blood pressure, and damage to the inside of your arteries, the beginning of the plaque. So it also increases the blood tendency to clot. And we know what happens when clots block a narrowed artery. And as a side note, do you know what they're finding out about long COVID? Is that microclotting throughout the entire body is an issue. And they're looking at supplements to help with this, especially natokinase from soy. Interesting. But back to insulin resistance. What is scary is that you can have insulin resistance for years before your fasting glucose or A1C goes out of range. So many people walk out of their doctor's office and being told, "You're fine," when in reality, they're heading straight towards heart disease or diabetes. Bottom line, we want to prevent. We want to even reverse heart disease. So we want to go beyond cholesterol numbers. We want to address that visceral fat and insulin resistance head on with nutrition, with movement, with stress reduction, sleep, and the right supplements. Okay? So we're going to build a strong, resilient, metabolically healthy body, and it all starts at the middle. Trim the waist, tame that insulin, and your heart is going to be thanking you when we start looking at the other hormones involved. low testosterone is going to be high risk too. We often talk about testosterone in terms of mood and muscle, but boy, oh boy, critical role in heart health because low T is associated with another high T, triglycerides, and also increased fat mass, more inflammation, and greater heart attack risk. When testosterone drops, and it does, especially with stress and poor sleep, the heart's going to feel it. Low T can also often be caused from excess fat that we're going to go into in a minute, or excess stress, or loss of muscle mass, all going to be part of the prescription. So chronic stress equals cortisol. Modern life, hello. And that stress keeps cortisol high. Chronic cortisol is going to bump up blood pressure. There again, increasing fat storage around the organs. Of course, it interferes with sleep and suppresses testosterone. That hormone triangle, high cortisol, low testosterone, high insulin, you're on the fast track for a heart attack. So now get your pencil and paper out because we've got some labs that we need to run. Most men walk out from their checkups with only a basic cholesterol panel. I call it the 1970s panel. We know so much more now, and it's important to know these numbers to protect your body. First thing, fasting insulin needs to be under 5 to be optimal. And when you're fasting, you don't have any carbs in there at all. So should you have much insulin at all? No. So, you know, it just needs to be 5 or under to be optimal. Hemoglobin A1C, optimal, 5.4 or less. And then we're going to look at some of the lipid levels. ApoB wants to be under 80. LDLP, under 1,000. That's the particles, the dangerous particles. We want to keep them under 1,000. Then we look at the inflammatory markers. Highly sensitive C-reactive protein, HSCRP. We want it to be under 1. That's great. Now we look at homocysteine, which is like a B vitamin marker, actually. Marker of methylation and vascular inflammation. Somewhere between 5 and 8, perfect. And omega-3 index. Boy, oh boy, I'm on this one these days because that's mine was too low. We want to aim at 8% or higher. And that's crucial for your heart, your brain. It's anti-inflammatory. It's so important for other things. And now vitamin D. D is really more of a hormone. And low D is dangerous. It's linked to all sorts of diseases, cancers, hypertension, diabetes, arterial stiffness, all sorts of things. You want to be 60 to 80, okay? And if you have a genetic little snip like me, you want to be a little bit on the higher side. So we're going to talk about natural strategies to protect the heart now. So keep that pencil sharp. We're going to talk about the wins, how to nourish and protect the heart naturally. Number one, that's why the DASH diet is so effective. Dietary approaches to stop hypertension. It works, and the reason it worked is because it had so many vegetables. It boosts nitric oxide. So what you want to do to improve that blood flow and relax blood vessels, eat your beets, eat your arugula lettuce, have watermelon, and then arginine and citrulline supplements may be a good idea, especially powerful for men dealing with ED or high blood pressure. Second thing, magnesium and potassium, those wonderful electrolytes. Magnesium calms the nervous system, relaxes the blood vessels, and potassium is going to balance sodium and may lower pressure. You're going to find them in your avocados, more leafy greens, salmon, and your nuts and seeds. Then we can't forget daily movement. And you don't need a gym membership to help your heart. With doctor approval, if needed, just walking 30 minutes a day. It could be on a walking pad. It could be in a treadmill. It could be out on your neighborhood sidewalks. Hopefully, they're in good shape. But you could also, really important, doing a little bit of resistance training, weight training, a couple times a week, couple three times a week. And if you want to do some HIIT training, really good. Movement improves insulin sensitivity like nothing else. It lowers blood pressure. and boost testosterone, especially the weight training. Okay, fourth thing, when it comes to supplements or food, we want lots of omega-3. I call it the anti-inflammatory eating. Wild-caught salmon, sardines, mackerels, not so popular anchovies. Yeah, okay, those are the good ones. And of course, you want to get them wild-caught. You don't want them to be farm-raised. That is like the worst. But then other ways to get an anti-inflammatory diet, eating olive oil, dark berries, turmeric and other spices, and again, your green leafy vegetables. And reduce processed seed oils. Seed oils, I talk about the three C's, canola, corn, and cottonseed. Three S's, soy, safflower, and sunflower. And the two P's, palm and peanut. Get rid of them. No good. And also anti-inflammatory, getting rid of refined carbs, no flour. And deep fried and charred meats, not a good idea. Then, number five, sleep like it matters, because men who sleep less than 6 hours a night are at increased risk for heart disease. So you might want to try magnesium glycinate or my heavenly sleep formula. I love it. Then, you know, other sleep hygiene things like limiting computer screens or TV screens at night, sleeping in a cool room, avoid late night eating, just close down the kitchen. And we don't want to forget about stress recovery. Boy, oh boy, needs to be non-negotiable. Every day we need to build in time to decompress. Breath work. At my latest longevity conference, that was my biggest takeaway. Breath work and meditation are the most powerful tools to reduce chronic stress. Take that in. Cold exposure, that's the new kid on the block that's really kicking stress to the curb. Prayer, meditation, can't beat it. Journaling, laughter, tell a good joke, or look them up. Okay, it totally doable, doesn't take that long. In just days, I've had people easily lose 20 pounds, normalize blood pressure, get energy back, and their wife came back saying, hey, he's smiling again. That's upstream medicine, going upstream before it creates all the metabolic symptoms. So, men, listen closely. You might be overdue for a tune-up, and I don't want you to wait to be the hoopty that needs to go into the repair shop. I don't want you to need lots of pills, lots of surgical procedures, because the good news is the body is incredibly responsive when you give it the right support. Prevent, protect, rebuild. You can reverse that insulin resistance easily. You can lower blood pressure naturally. You can restore testosterone, and you can protect your heart for the long haul. That's been today's nutrition, helping make you healthy again with the tools that work. Dr. Deb here. Remember, your heart's listening. You want to give it something good to hear. Thanks for listening to another edition of Today's Nutrition. If you'd like to listen again, you can always go to my website, debford.com. You can go to YouTube under Dr. Deb Ford or any place you listen to podcasts under Today's Nutrition. See you the next time. And until then, stay strong, stay sharp, stay in the fight for your best health. It truly is the best hobby you can have that can pay you back in decades of better health.